The president of the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association says all of the state's long-term care facilities are allowing COVID-19 testing. Earlier, Governor Burgum had said he was aware that three of those facilities were not allowing testing, but Shelley Peterson says she believes the issue with that was communication. She says some of the testing had been scheduled, for example, for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, we're trying to make really, really special in facilities because of family not being able to be in. And to even call in our staff on Mother's Day when they haven't had very many breaks, they haven't been able to take vacation, they've been working overtime, our staff need a break.
Peterson also said in the dementia population, the nasal swabs would have been very difficult, so they were waiting for other testing protocols. But she says every one of the facilities is now on board with testing.
It's one of the key factors on trying to return to some type of normalcy out there so that we can show that we don't have the infection present within facilities.
Peterson says a task force is now working on protocols to reunite families with residents of the long-term care facilities. The visitation been restricted because of COVID-19.
Because we know right now we can't do that, but we know that there will be a time when we can reunite families with residents. And we're looking forward to that. I know families are looking forward to that. So we want to have a protocol in place on what is the safe way to do that. What conditions need to be present in order to safely reunite families and residents.
Visitors to long-term care facilities have been restricted with an exception for compassionate care. Peterson says residents are missing their families and staff are filling in where they can. And she says the families are improvising where they can.
Some have been doing visits outside when it was nice that you have to, you know, wear the mask, wear the protective gear. You also have to keep 6 feet distance. Oh my goodness, is that tough. Because you haven't seen them and boy, you just want to hug them so bad.
Peterson says Chris Larson, a resident of a Mayville nursing home, will be chairing the task force. She says they'll be also working with the state health department on when and how visitation will be allowed. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.